All right, you know how to express liking and preferring. But for pure enjoyment, there is genießen, to enjoy. That's G-E-N-I-E-S-Z-E-N. How would you say, yesterday I enjoyed the taste of the freshly baked bread in the bakery? Don't get a shock, you can do this. Now, to taste is schmecken. Imagine smacking your lips as you say schmecken. From schmecken, we get the word taste, der Geschmack. That's capital G-E-S-C-H-M-A-C-K. Der Geschmack is the victim of the verb genießen, which dives into genossen. So how would you say, yesterday I enjoyed the taste?
Gestern habe ich den Geschmack genossen.
Gestern habe ich den Geschmack genossen. Gut. To bake is backen. B-A-C-K-E-N. Try and work out the diving form in the past.
Gebacken.
Ja, gebacken. Remembering der Kuchen, what about yesterday I baked a fantastic cake? Remember, you have a victim of the verb here and the adjective fantastisch, which must agree. Once again, starting with yesterday, gestern, and remembering to make the verb the second idea, try yesterday I baked a fantastic cake.
Gestern habe ich einen fantastischen Kuchen gebacken.
Gestern habe ich einen fantastischen Kuchen gebacken. Habe as the second idea, and gebacken right at the end. Right. To get to freshly baked, you change the E in fresh to an I and hook it on to baked. So freshly baked is
frisch gebacken.
Ja, frisch gebacken. Let's tackle the taste of the freshly baked bread. For of, in this sentence, you'll use von, V-O-N, pronounced von. Von means both of and from. Von causes das Brot to change to dem Brot. And the adjective, freshly baked, adds en to be agreeable. So how would you say, of the freshly baked bread?
Von dem frisch gebackenen Brot.
Von dem frisch gebackenen Brot. Von dem is frequently shortened to vom, V-O-M. And now, recalling genossen and der Geschmack. And if in the bakery is in der Bäckerei, let's try the whole sentence. Yesterday I enjoyed the taste of the freshly baked bread in the bakery.
Gestern habe ich den Geschmack vom frisch gebackenen Brot in der Bäckerei genossen.
Gestern habe ich den Geschmack vom frisch gebackenen Brot in der Bäckerei genossen. Super! Now, if the smell is das Aroma, try, did you enjoy the smell?
Hast du das Aroma genossen?
Here, das Aroma is the victim of the verb, but it's a das word, so no need to make any changes. Hast du das Aroma genossen? If freshly ground is frisch gemahlen, try of the freshly ground coffee.
Von dem frisch gemahlenen Kaffee.
Von dem vom frisch gemahlenen Kaffee. So, putting that together, if in the café is in dem or im café, try, did you enjoy the smell of the freshly ground coffee in the café?
Hast du das Aroma vom frisch gemahlenen Kaffee im Café genossen?
Hast du das Aroma vom frisch gemahlenen Kaffee im Café genossen?
Ja, sicher, Julius, das habe ich wirklich genossen.
As we have seen, Von triggers a change in masculine der and neuter das words, changing them to dem. And what von can trigger, its close relatives will also set in motion. So who are they? Which have you met so far? Certainly, mit. What did we use for? By car, by train, by bus. Yes, mit. Mit dem Auto, mit dem Zug, mit dem Bus. We say by car in English, but German says with the car, mit dem Auto. Mit triggered the change in das Auto to dem Auto. It's der Zug and der Bus, so what will they also change to? Yes, dem Zug and dem Bus. Let me remind you again, only der and das change to dem. Now there is another close relative of mit and von that triggers this change to dem, which you have already met and used. What did you say for to the doctor and to the dentist? Yes, zum. We agreed to use zum for all der and das words, so to the doctor and to the dentist was
zum Arzt, zum Zahnarzt.
Zum, you may now have deduced, is a shortening of zu dem. Placing these three close relatives under one large umbrella, let's call the change they trigger the mit von zu situation. After mit von zu, der and das only change to dem. Okay, so back to the coffee. Not forgetting zum, how would you say, back to the coffee, please, the smell was really good.
Zurück zum Kaffee.
Aha, zu dem Kaffee, back to the coffee. Das Aroma war echt gut. Echt is colloquial and actually means real, genuine, truly. You'll hear echt emphasizing both positive and negative words. So show your pleasure by saying the thriller was truly exciting. The thriller is der Krimi. Think of crime and criminal. By the way, der Krimi covers the book, film and TV version of a crime story. Exciting is spannend. S-P-A-N-N-E-N-D, spannend. So once again, the thriller was truly exciting.
Der Krimi war echt spannend.
Der Krimi war echt spannend. If comedy is die Komödie and funny is lustig, what about the comedy was truly funny?
Die Komödie war echt lustig.
Echt lustig. And if stupid is dumm or doof, try truly stupid.
Echt dumm. Echt doof.
Echt dumm, echt doof. Dick and doof, fat and stupid, are the German names for Laurel and Hardy. And finally, because it rhymes so conveniently, if bad is schlecht, what is truly bad?
Echt schlecht.
Genau, echt schlecht, truly bad.